This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Bringing me light, bringing me light, shaping my thought. I receive your word today, firing my faith. I receive your word today, molding my character. I receive your word today to frame my world, to change my life. I receive your word today. Father, I receive your word today. Send me your light. Send me your light. Let it lead me into your sanctuary. Oh Lord, thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering in Jesus' precious name. And bringing us this fourth and final word is no other person but our Father in the Lord, the apostle over this commission. Please welcome with us our Father for this word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's only what to give God thanks for that multiplies. If any good thing has happened to you in the last three sessions of the war, now on your own and on the person I know, lift up your two hands and give God thanks for whatever light came through to you in the course of those three sessions. Your personal thanks is the only way to experience your personal multiplication of grace. Your preservation is in your thanksgiving. If you believe the word spoken has addressed certain areas of your life, thereby making you and I wiser, give Him thanks. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Thanksgiving is a mystery. When you subscribe to it, your life becomes a mystery. You mean the mystery can raise the dead? Must be a mystery indeed. Not just the dead, 4 days in the grave. They can multiply bread for 5,000 men and women and children to eat. That must be a great mystery. Great is the mystery of thanksgiving. I therefore decree a lifestyle of thanksgiving upon every worshiper at Shiloh this year. Wherever you may be around the world, may the days of murmuring and complaining come to an end in your life. In the name of Jesus. May this mystery of thanksgiving become one vital takeaway from this mountain. In everyone's life. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, thank you again for the three sessions of the word we have heard. And we are closing in this final session. Speak to us again. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be comfortably seated. I'm speaking to this subject captioned Divine Wisdom is the custodian of an ever-winning life. Divine Wisdom the custodian of an ever-winning life. Proverbs 3 and verse 35. A wise man shall inherit glory. The outcome of wisdom is inheritance of glory. But shame shall be the promotion of fools. Divine wisdom is the custodian of an ever-winning life. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 11. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. Wisdom secures delivery of our inheritance. We have a sevenfold inheritance in Christ, summarized in chapter 5 and verse 12 of Revelation. Christ obtained for us at his resurrection power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. All we ever need, all that we ever need in this world is packaged in that. And wisdom is our access to taking delivery of those redemptive package or packages. And so the wiser we get, the heavier the glory we experience. This verse is running through all the sessions. Proverbs 9:9. Give instruction to a wise man, he will yet be wiser. Teach a righteous man, he will increase in learning. If you put that together with other scriptures, it will increase in wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. It will increase in wisdom. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. So wisdom and learning are put together. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. It said, for the affliction, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So glory is quantified in weights. So the wiser one is, the heavier the glory he bears. No wonder I said wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. How we tell you get to get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the custodian of an ever-winning life. Again, we have the example of Joseph and Daniel. With all the troubles that Joseph faced, hatred from his brethren, trap set for him by Potiphar's wife, landed in the prison. He won over his brothers when they attempted to kill him. They wouldn't. He said, let's sell him, we need money. His life was spared. Potiphar never shot him. He had the power to shoot him. He was a slave. Instead of being tormented in the prison, he was made an official of the prison as an inmate. Whatever was done in the prison, Joseph was the doer of it. He obtained favor in Potiphar's house, favor in the prison, and favor on a flight to the palace. Wisdom is the custodian of an ever-winning life. No matter where you may find yourself today, wisdom is the way out to what God has ordained for you. Wisdom is the way out. Wisdom is the way out to what God has ordained for you. Amen. It's the custodian of an ever-winning life. A number of instructions have gone out today in the various teachings. If you be wise, you'll be wise unto yourself. If you scorn, only you will bear it. 20 children don't play for 20 years. You don't pass exams in groups. You pass exams as individuals. You don't sit interview in groups. You sit as individuals. In the precious name of Jesus, your ever-winning destiny in Christ shall become your new identity. Remember, ever-winning life is our heritage in redemption. 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest by us the savour of his knowledge in every place. Triumphing always and in every place, an ever-winning life. Triumphing always and in every place. Through the savour of his knowledge. Through the savour of applied knowledge. Always. Whatever is born of God is ordained to overcome the world. It has the heritage of overcoming. Therefore, whatever may have overcome anyone before coming down here, I decree your victory over them. Among the package for us in the Abrahamic covenant is the fact that we shall be above only and not beneath. Above only. Only. That's the only permission we find above. Not under. Not under. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, you'll be above only. You'll be the head and not the tail, not for a season, but above only and not beneath. Is that possible? Everything God says is the truth and nothing but the truth. Your opinion and my opinion are irrelevant. That is what to do to be above only. You hear my word, you will be a wise man. So walking in the wisdom of heaven, by putting the word to work, put you above only and not beneath. Someone is breaking forth to another level. This is how divine wisdom is the custodian of an ever-winning life. Remember also that our path is ordained to shine more and more until the day Jesus returns. Because when the perfect comes, the imperfect will go away. Jesus is the perfect one. He's coming on the perfect day. Now, that means until Jesus comes, Proverbs 4:18 remains in force. I caught that 43 years ago, 1981. God said to me, I've not designed life for ups and downs, but for ups and ups. I came up with a verdict as inspired by the Holy Spirit. I'm not self a better last year all my days. For I have discovered the plan to shine more and more, not more and less. You see, what to believe determines what to become. I therefore decree and name to ups and downs in anyone's life under the sound of my voice. Those days are over forever. As you step out of Shiloh 2024, it shall be forward ever for you. And backward never. Spiritually, it shall be forward ever for you. Socialism is for whatever for you. In your head, it's for whatever for you. In the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. For we all with an open face, behold him as in a glass, the spirit of the glory of the Lord, we are changed from glory to glory. Not from glory to shame, and then glory and shame. No, from glory to glory. Ever advancing, ever breaking forth. As we behold him. And the Lord was with Joseph, so he prospered as he slept. The Lord was with him in the prison, he prospered in the prison. As we retain his presence, he keeps changing our story from glory to glory. In the precious name of Jesus, you never see shame anymore in your life. Because among our redemptive package in Christ is glory. Glory, glory. So shame is not part of God's package for you and I. Every issue of shame ends here today. Whatever makes people ask, where is your God? It's not a testimony in your life today. We saw how Daniel won on the way. He was a captive. The enemy came to slay them. God's wisdom bailed him and other wise men out. They still set a trap for him for death. God stood for him. He came out of the den of lions and prospered all his days. Daniel 6:28. Prospered all his days. His Bible historian says it was relevant to the government of Babylon for 65 years. Prospered all his days. While in school, he excelled above all of them. The team was 10 times better than their colleagues, and Daniel was specially endowed. He's the custodian of an ever-winning life. In the precious name of Jesus, we are going forward. The word says in Proverbs 21, number 22, a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and cast down the strength of the confidence thereof. Wisdom can overrun any city, no matter how complicated. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and breaks down the defense thereof. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 36. There was no city too strong for us. No nation too strong for us. The Lord delivered all into our hands. And from Arnon, which is by the brink of the river, Arnon, from Arua, and from the city that's by the sea, by the river, even unto Gilead, there was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all into our hands. So we are not where we are because of where we live. Where we stand with God is what defines our destiny at any time. No destiny here shall be shattered. So let us beware of the Laodicean syndrome. We are rich. We have need for nothing. Not knowing that you are blind and poor and wretched when compared with what I have in plan for you. Beware of the Laodicean syndrome that will build tabernacles in the first chapter of your life, a 30 chapter life. You build a tent, a tabernacle in chapter 1. You have sold off 29 chapters. to a morsel of me. I must have it my way. Overcome this morning. Overcome this morning. We have overcome this morning. In the name of Jesus. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 16, we saw another syndrome here. It said, be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise. Why should thou destroy thyself? In the school of wisdom like we had earlier, there is nothing called graduation. We only move from one class to another. Oh, the depth, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his ways and his path finding out. Beware of overwise syndrome. God says something, I don't think so. Who are you to say you don't think so? What does it matter? Would that change God? Would that change God? Wait a minute. The word advised all widows to get married. For it is better to marry than to born. There are some who have bewidowed themselves. Husband in Australia, wife in Jamaica. Trouble without end. You ask, I'm dead, so shall be one place. Say, no, I don't believe that. When you pay, the price will know. The price heavier than you can pay. Heavier, sir. Heavier. You know, we're going around here, you know, that's the end thing today. What is the end thing? It's often. Anything comes to the truth is often. It's often, sir. Because you wake up to know it, you have married a second wife. So I met somebody else on the other side. You are wasting your life. You don't have a spare. When God speaks, never say in your life forever. I don't believe that. Would that change it? And they are very quiet. This is the truth. You can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. And they twain shall become one flesh. They twain shall become what? Not a child the way that you will go when you don't know you will not depart from it. A child in primary school, sent him abroad to do what? Teacher will help you do parenting. No, people just waste their entire life. They start biting their finger tomorrow. That's not the way to it. Don't invest in what does not work. Follow them who have told you the word of God. Considering their results, the results they get. That's wisdom. It's never late to be right. I call that 85. It's never late to be right. You have faced so much to bring in the King of Israel to help you fight. You have paid 100 talents of silver. He said, shoot that off. Get right. It's never late to be right. Modern things, modern crisis. Crisis without end. A child is behaving at home. He said, to go abroad. To go and multiply and graduate. No. You can't train him here. So teacher will help you train him here. Work on science teacher. You don't pass, they throw you out. Go to another place. Bible wisdom is not theoretical. It's practical. Bible wisdom is what? Practical. There are things we are to do. There are not things we are to ponder. There are things we are to do. Observe and do. Then I set you on high above all nations of the earth. Somebody's soul is changing. Somebody's soul is changing. Somebody's soul is changing. If that's true, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. If you are not ready for reproof, for correction, for instruction, you are not a candidate in the school of wisdom. The wisdom of God reproves, corrects, and instructs. If you only know about the principles, you don't believe in the reproof, you just go off, you goose. I've been corrected too many times. Somebody's soul is changing. So endeavor to clear with God on every major step you plan to make, to take. But there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. They are the ways of death. No one will take that way. Among the blessings of this ever-winning wisdom is direction. Wisdom is profitable to direct. And when God leads the way to the battle, the victory is won. When God is the one directing you, he backs you up. Faith is the quality who also will do it. Stay within what he calls you to do. You can be eternally sure of his backing. His backing will always make a frontliner. You are always a winning man following the leading of the Lord because of his backing. And this is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. When the Lord is one leading, marvels result. Marvels become the outcome. When we are following his leadings, marvels become what? The outcome. Somebody's breaking forth here. In the precious name of Jesus, no one will suffer pity anymore in his life. Do not suffer regret anymore in your life. The Lord led them through a long journey, but he decorated them supernaturally. When they came out of Egypt, he didn't go lead them through the wilderness, although that was short. He led them by the Red Sea, Exodus 13, 17. And wonders began with the opening of the Red Sea for them to pass. A flyover was thrown over the Red Sea. There was no ondulation. They were all moving. He closed the water against the enemies and silenced them forever. If they went through the wilderness, they'd be fighting forever. They would kill them. All of them. And then wonders began. Supply them 2 meals per day. When God leads, no matter how long it may look like, sir, there's a future in it. You are always on the winning side when God is the one leading you. Always on the winning side when God is the one leading you. Always on the winning side. He brought them water out of the rock, and water was flowing like a river in the desert. The rock was following them. The rock was following them. Wonders never cease when God is the one leading. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That is why the manifold wisdom of God is the master key to an ever-winning life. Ever-winning life. And this wisdom deals with both natural and spiritual barriers. That makes it unique. Daniel had wisdom and light and understanding that the wisdom of the gods. And he became master of all magicians, all astrologers, all soothsayers. Has authority over spiritual barriers, spiritual positions, and has power to establish breakthrough on every side in our lives. Isaiah 33, verse 6, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Just keep walking in the fear of God. That wisdom will keep flowing and establishing every step of your life and my life. Welcome to your ever-living realm of life. Welcome to the ever-winning realm of your life. In Acts chapter 5, verse 20, go to the temple and speak to them all the words of this life. What that means is that this book contains all the wisdom that life will ever require in any department of our lives. This book contains all the wisdom we will require to address any issue of our life. This book. Because the manifold wisdom of God, the many-sided wisdom of God, amplified by God, in all its innumerable aspects and infinite varieties. So we're not supposed to be winning on one side or winning on all sides. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every side that does not reflect winning in anyone's life changes today.
Amen.
You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
And let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
This book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. You may upon it day and night and observe towards it day and night. You make your way prosperous and you have good success. It's auto. It flows. Walking in the wisdom of scriptures makes one's way prosperous and commanding good success on the way. You observe to do what I tell you to do, as it will have all nations, and all these blessings will come to you and overtake you. You get that on from that chapter 1 of Deuteronomy 28. To 13. Everything you ever require, everything you ever require in life is contained there. Like we are told, skillful application of the word. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13, it said, Hebrews 5, 13, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. So, word engagement requires skill. That's why wisdom comes in. Using scriptures to interpret scriptures to deliver a wisdom product that shows you this is now the way to go. Amen. But some may belong to them who by reason of use have exercised their senses to excel in the application of the word. So we need skill. Christianity is a profession. It's a kingdom profession. Holding fast the profession of your faith, for faithful is it that has promised. Every profession requires skill. That's why wisdom comes in. You have found the word, how best do I engage with this word? It's wisdom. If you lack wisdom, ask. Ask. No one here will open his eyes and walk into trouble anymore. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen?
You will not open your eyes and walk into trouble anymore. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, many-sided wisdom of God here implies one spiritual well-being. It carries what secures our spiritual well-being. This book. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Where shall a young man cleanse his way? By giving heed unto thy word. That would have kept in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11. That thou mightest cleanse her by the washing of water, by the word of God. Ephesians 5, 26. So it carries all it takes to secure our spiritual well-being. Number two, the word is the balm in Gilead. That secures our healing, health, and wholeness when we are challenged. He sent his word and it healed them, delivered them all their destructions. Himself took our infirmity and bore our sicknesses. Now hear this. The The prophetic word said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's God's personal commitment to your health. Exodus 15, 26. I am. And I am the Lord, I change not. I'm still committed to your healing, health, and wholeness. I am. What does it take to secure that? You walk in the light, darkness will leave you alone. Look out for what secures man's health in scriptures and commit to it, and the darkness of sickness will leave such individuals alone. Access to light is knowledge. Walking in the light is wisdom. Access to light is knowledge. Walking in that light is wisdom. Access to light is knowledge, but walking in that light is wisdom. And what transforms is not just the light, but walking in the light. The light we don't walk in holds no value for us. The light we're not walking holds no value for us. The light we're not walking holds no value for us. There are few people in the body of Christ today that do not know. It will be 8:18. But now ask me, how many are walking in it? Not even those who are preaching it. Many are preaching and not working in it. Then it doesn't work for you because you are preaching it. Also because you are doing it. Everything about this book works as you put them to work. They will never work on their own. Never work on their own. Again, welcome to the ever-winning realm of your life. The songs of victory and triumph will never dry off from your mouth. It's going to be triumph always and in every place. Your triumph will be always and in every place. Your triumph shall be always and in every place. The savor of applying knowledge will keep speaking in your life. Thank you, Jesus. This many-sided wisdom also grants us access to divine plan. Divine plan. Divine plan. Because God's plan for us is as contained in His book. And access to the content of the book concerning one's life is what delivers God's plan for us. We walk in it, we begin to triumph. You can't walk in His plan and miss His backing. You can't have His backing and not triumph. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? We were in a particular place here in this ministry for 6 years, laboring night and day without anything to show. I said, Jesus, why is nothing happening there? He said, I am not there. So it's not the anointing, sir. It's backing. What makes things work is His backing, not the power, not the strength. May we ever be found within God's plan. May we ever be found within God's plan. We embarked on what we call satellite chapels in Kaduna years ago, and in our crisis. And I said, Lord, what's happening? He said, did I send you? Did I send you? So I asked them to go and remove the pulpit immediately. Did I send you? There are things we are laboring on, sir. Instead of asking God what's going on here, we keep investing energy, strength, resources in the wrong direction. Did I send you? No, He did that later, but we went ahead of time. May you not miss God's timing. May you not miss God's timing. May you not miss God's timing. May no one here miss God's timing. May no one here miss God's timing. May no one here miss God's timing. So it takes the meekness of heart to hear from God. So much has been invested. So what's going on? I'm not there. You are not there. Over. Over. Forget about money paid. Over. Over. We were set to open some outlets here in Lagos, 2001. We had trained people. We had acquired facilities. And I said, God, we're waiting for marching order. It wasn't forthcoming. No, we were waiting. It wasn't forthcoming. Then they came down one day and said, did I tell you I cannot buy buses? That was our problem. We didn't have enough to hire. So we dedicated 87 buses in one day. 87 buses. I just told the people in church, I said, God has led you to make a bus available. Meet us in that place. We got enough. Sir, may you never follow your plan. Amen. Against his plan. Amen. It can be very costly. It can be very costly. Somebody's breaking forth here. That's what we call it, many-sided wisdom. The good part, the part that is hidden there is that people are not open to his reproofs. They want to carry on. Just back me up. Just back me up. I can't say no. I've said yes to everybody. Who is everybody? Why you afraid they will laugh you to scorn? Who is everybody? They will laugh you to scorn. Yeah, we know you will fail before, you know. The way it was going, we know you will fail. People you are trying to protect yourself against or whatever, they are the ones who will laugh to us and say, you know that young man, he never hears from God. Yet, they were the reason why you are trying to dodge and adjust God's instructions. Everybody here knows, no matter how stunned your face, it doesn't change what God tells me to do. Amen. I can't sell God's plan for your look. You can't back me up. If you are here today, you may not be here tomorrow. But God is always here. God is always there. You are going places, though. You are going places. There are some businesses you are in now. If you don't shut it down, they will shut you down. There are some businesses now, if you don't shut that business down, this is your own making, they will shut you down. You'll be spending money from the other business to sponsor it, and it won't work. You finish two businesses. It's never late to be right. It's never late to be right. It's never late to be right. No one here will end this journey in shame. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Say with me, God's plan will never lack God's backing. Say it loud, God's plan will never lack God's backing. Help me, Jesus, to stay with your plan all the days of my life. Help me, Jesus, not to go ahead of your plan all the days of my life. Help me, Jesus, to settle with your plan without any feeling of shame. Give the Lord another big hand of praise. This many-sided wisdom also secures supernatural breakthrough. What do I call it? Arise and shine, your light is come. And wisdom is described as light in Scripture, like you find in the case of Daniel, in the days of their father. This man had wisdom and understanding and light. And light. And light. And light. Arise, shine as your light comes. The glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness people. For the Lord shall rise upon thee. The glory shall be seen upon thee. The Gentiles will come to your light and their kings to the brightness of your rising. And then by that wisdom, who are these that fly as the clouds? Verse 8, let's go to their windows. Verse 15, though you are forsaken, and no one went through thee, but I will make you an eternal excellency, the joy of what? Many generations. Now by the same light, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. Dramatic change of story by walking in the wisdom of scriptures is what secures an ever-winning life. Light has no respect for darkness, no matter how gross. When light comes, darkness bows. Light steps in, darkness steps out. When light steps in, darkness steps out. You can't be walking in light and be captured by darkness. You can't be walking in light and be jaded by darkness. You can't be walking in the light and be stalled by darkness. Walking in scriptures is walking in the light. Walking in the light disperses darkness automatically. That's why there's no poor nation without rich people inside who are not thieves. And there are no rich nations without poor people inside. So it's not the nation. It's not the nation. It's not the nation. Somebody's story changing. Supernatural breakthrough is packaged for us in scriptures. The message of wisdom guarantees supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural breakthrough. I can't remember, if I can't forget, how God spoke to me one morning, March 1, 1992, from Luke 6:26. Woe unto you when men shall speak good of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets, and they went. Right? He said, persecution is coming, but develop yourself to enjoy it. It is the lot of all frontliners. You don't want to be a beaten, stay at the back. It was one early morning. It was so robust, sir. I was in heaven. As soon as I came out of it, somebody walked in to come and confess how much harm he has done to me. I said, you are forgiven. I didn't ask the name. I didn't ask anything. Same morning. It shows the way forward to keep you going. You never hear me respond to any nonsense on the media. No. My media is here. Come on Sunday, you hear the news. Come on Wednesday, you hear the news. Amen. I don't hold conference. The one I hold every week is enough. Amen. There's media going on right now. Praise God. Life. I don't have that time. The energy I use, I need to react. I need to make progress. Same energy. And we're in the era of energy conservation. I have to conserve my energy on what is profitable, what adds value. Many of you, after all these things, now go and sit down with social media and break your joy again. Who sent you? What are you doing there? Who sent you? You load your life with so much junk that your joy is robbed completely. Who sent you? People are not different. They are not selective. They just... wife killed husband. My God, in this country. Do you know them? And it's my false news after all. It has dampened your joy. It has robbed you of your joy. You are now disconnected. Thank you, Jesus. The good news is the breakthrough package of God for your life will not sell off. You will not sell off. You will not sell off. Inside the book, this book lies everything you ever need in moving you forward in terms of breakthrough. You'll never miss it again. As we begin to round up, this book also carries intellectual prowess. It fertilizes your mental system. It enlarges your intellect to to acquire, to diagnose, to dissect, it makes you brighter than your natural self. We saw that in Daniel. As for these four children, God gave them wisdom and skill in all learning. When they were tested, they had to be 10 times better than their colleagues. We have high-level intellectual virtues in the world. He that was with wise shall be wise. God is the only wise God. The Bible calls him God only wise. So walking through scripture gets you and me wiser by the day. They were 10 times better than the colleagues. It's called an excellent spirit. It was in Daniel. The king thought to make him head over all the others. Had these three humbling testimonies. A young lady got hold of the book towards mental exploits. In his frustrated academic state, he came out with a first class. Another one got the book, The Path of the Eagles. Just graduated from Covenant, first class, civil engineering. He wasn't sure where he was going. His life was down and out. A word came, he picked the book already. Inside that book lies unusual intellectual capability. It's inside it. It's inside it. None of your children will fail anymore. None will be sent out of school among them. None will create concern for you in your life. In the precious name of Jesus. That book was titled Towards Mental Exploits. We changed eventually to Towards Intellectual Prowess. Just the title. Contact is here. It's in the book. It's in the book. Now, that book also carries what the Bible calls witty inventions. Unusual insight to solving problems and making life better. Proverbs 8:12. Witty inventions. One story became very close here. R.G. Lutheroni was a roadside mechanic. God inspired him to invent that digger, which was the largest earth-moving equipment in those days. So he will appear to him and be telling him, he's going to join, he's going to join. Life. When this man was going to die, he asked them to write on his tomb, Matthew 6:33. It was a man that lived with Matthew as a lifestyle. It fertilized his mental system. My God. Now, the man Michael Faraday was a lab attendant and a pastoral assistant. He had plenty of pastoral care responsibilities. He was a preacher. The kind of insight that he had, he was named the man of science of the 20th century. There is intellectual life in the world. There's intellectual what? Life. There's intellectual life in the world. There's intellectual life in the world. Catch it? Thank you, Jesus. Shall we rise? Give the Lord a big hand of praise. For all that are in school under the sound of my voice, I decree a new dawn in your academics. Amen. All who are embarking on professional examinations here and there, I decree a new dawn in your intellect. Amen. Everyone learning some skill, acquiring some skill somewhere, I decree the spirit of excellence in your life. Amen. And so shall it be. Now, take your Bible. Everything we ever need is in this book. I wrote a creed for this Shiloh. Shiloh 2024 ever winning wisdom creed. I hope the studio is ready. There are 24 lines. Amen. Now, just after me, in case you're not there. Amen. Say with me, I'm holding in my hand the Holy Bible. This is the ever-living Word of God. The Bible is the answer book of life. It is the wisdom bank of heaven, whose currency never loses value. It contains the ever-living wisdom of God that secures an ever-winning life on earth. It is the wisdom from above that ahead all of all civilizations. The Bible is the wisdom of God that still creates solutions today, as it did in the beginning. The Bible is the wisdom from above that is far above all realms of human knowledge. It is the wisdom of God that turns mountains to plains. This wisdom is the custodian of riches and honor. This wisdom empowers believers for exploits. It stops the way against evil. Engenders supernatural breakthroughs. 13. Make stars for believers. Enthrones the redeemed. Cuts rivers among the rocks. Stops the way against evil. Engenders peace that passes all knowledge. Steers joy unspeakable full of glory. The content of the wisdom of scriptures is pure, unexplainable for those who care to know. Destruction and death are subject to this ever-winning wisdom. This wisdom secures length of days. Interestingly, divine wisdom has unlimited capacity for growth. And this is what makes it. This is what makes the ever-growing wisdom the ever-winning life. The ever-winning life. Now, Lord Jesus, my crave on this mountain is a fresh endowment with the spirit of wisdom that will enable me gain unimpeded access to higher realms of the wisdom from above all through the days of my life. Amen. Amen. Now, that is on the website and is open for access to everyone, both those appearing at Shiloh, on ground, around the world, and any other believer who is interested. Every mystery of the kingdom is an open mystery. Understand why the Bible calls it the principal thing. It holds the answer to every question of life. Welcome to the ever-winning phase of your Christian life. A new day dawns on all aspects of your life. May anybody's argument against the truth come to an end today. May anybody's opinion against the truth come to an end today. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. We are going forward. We are going forward. Things will never remain the same with you. things will never remain the same with you. In the precious name of Jesus. Lift up those two hands, everyone, and give God thanks and praise. Give Him 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 thanks and praise. And give Him thanks and praise. In Jesus' name. Just before we shut down and go for a short break, before coming for our specialized meetings, everyone speaking by the word is only a microphone. God is only speaking through him. Can I hear your amen? Amen. So package yourself ready for those specialized sessions and be ready to hear from God. The Lord appeared to Samuel by the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. It shall be great. There'll be no specialized session without breaking forth testimonies. Your own shall break forth this time. And all our fellow ministers, including those in the French department, we're all going to be together at the CU Chapel for the first day of the Minister Summit. It shall be an awesome time. And the youth meeting is coming on Youth Alert Forum at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock in this place shall be great. The theme of that meeting is conquest. You conquer yourself first to conquer your world. Conquer yourself first to conquer your world. Get ready for it. Shall be an awesome time. And tonight, day 2 of Encounter Night. You shall have your encounter. Now, lift up your two hands, everyone. In the name of Jesus, may your encounter in this hour of visitation remain a testimony for life. Amen. May all that you have encountered since the prayer, Shiloh prayer hour till now, lead to positive decisions. Amen. May those decisions lead the way forward for you spiritually. Amen. Lead the way forward for you in all areas. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Lift up your two hands and together let's share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just before I go, how many were blessed in the first three teachings today? Give the Lord a big hand of praise. May the Lord replenish all that came to stand him for Jesus on this altar and those teachings in the name of Jesus and more grace. Be blessed. Every grace on this commission will start speaking loud in your life from now. And so shall it be. See you in your various classes in Jesus' name.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.